Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay. We had a very rich day yesterday and a rich evening before that. And I know it will comfort you all and be a positive pleasure for some, like Klaus Rinn, to hear that I'm going to be very, very brief. Basically, I have only one thing to add to what has already been said. Something that may not be considered altogether congenial to conservative rhetoric. And that is that I consider it time for us conservatives, not neo-conservatives. In fact, I don't know how long it is that one has to remain neo. It is time for us conservatives to acknowledge that we have had some hand, some neglectful hand, if not a really causative one, in the mess in which we Americans now find our country. Because we have let slip our grip on one of the more serious responsibilities. And that is to constitute ourselves, whatever our disagreements or differences in emphasis, to constitute ourselves a continuing loud voice of reminder to our all too careless and self-indulgent fellow Americans of just what and how much is owed in the coin of gratitude to the country in which we have been granted the great good fortune to live. The comfort, intellectual as well as physical, in which we have found ourselves living since the day Ronald Reagan moved into the White House, somehow tempted us to believe that we were more clever than lucky. And so we went to bed each night forgetting to say thank you, forgetting to say it loud enough, in any case, to serve as a reminder to our neighbors. Among those unheard, I suspect probably largely unspoken thanks, might even have been some expression of comparison to certain of our West European friends, or should I say our former West European friends, who no longer have enough care and respect for their future to reproduce themselves. And some expression of anxious hope for our new East European friends struggling for the first time to capture the meaning of the word freedom, a condition, I remind you, purchased for them with years of albeit not always reliable American determination. Nowadays, to be sure, we find ourselves listening to rhetoric from Washington. And what is worse, actual proposals for government policy from Washington, such as we have hitherto only heard from the mouths of those we once called the kids and their academic and parental indulgers and manipulators. Like everyone else, I have no idea how long or with how much pain our country is to remain in its present state of peril. But of one thing I am certain, this is not only where we come in with policy proposals of our own, sound as they might be, but with the resounding expression of our gratitude withal for the history, including even the bloodshed, it has been our common communal privilege to inherit. And I figure that if Ellis Sandoz can quote Davy Crockett, I can quote Irving Berlin, which I now do. God bless America.